A St. Louis jail for low-level offenders installed temporary air conditioning units this summer after inmates cried for help during a heat wave. Inmates and their families say bad conditions in the aging facility go beyond the heat. Some say medical care is restricted. But city officials argue there isn't much more they can do to improve conditions for prisoners, who are there for an average of 8 months. St. Louis Public Radio's Duri Buscarin has more.
Katerina Patrick starts crying as she sits outside her trailer in Jefferson County, smoking a cigarette. During the heat wave this past July, her husband David heard from his brother in jail.
He called David one night and said, "It's so hot, I think I'm going to die."
Patrick's brother-in-law is Scott Anderson, a father of two with a learning disability. He was arrested after a confrontation with his estranged wife and charged with aggravated stalking. His family couldn't afford his $15,000 bail, so he's been held at the St. Louis Medium Security Institution since December. The jail, which is more commonly known as the workhouse, has no air conditioning in the men's dorms, so the summer heat seeps into the brick building and sits there. Patrick worries that her brother-in-law's chronic health conditions are getting worse.
While he's been in there, he's been diagnosed as diabetic, but they're not treating it. They just told him he was.
The accusation that a jail is restricting medical care is a serious one. Supreme Court cases have established that prisoners have a right to medical care, and city records show that the vast majority of requests for medical appointments are filled. But Erica Wurst, the public defender who represents Anderson, says that doesn't mean that people get what they need.
They will have something very serious, broken bones or some very inexplicable but serious, you know, painful medical issue, and a lot of times they will be seen, but they'll get, you know, one Tylenol.
St. Louis Corrections Commissioner Dale Glass takes issue with these allegations. Since he took over in 2012, he says he's followed up personally with inmates when their lawyers or families raised concerns.
The people that are in my care, a lot of them get medical treatment that they never had before because they had no insurance or their financial situation is such that they can't get this treatment or care. I make sure that it happens.
The jail was built in 1966. That's why there's no air conditioning. A recent health inspection showed evidence of roaches and mold in the building. Glass says voters rejected the bond issue that could have paid for improvements at the jail, and it costs $75 a day to house just one inmate.
With the resources we've had, we've addressed those challenges.
Some challenges are outside the jail's control. Inmates here, on average, stay four times as long as prisoners in St. Louis County, often because they're waiting on a trial and can't afford bail. Anderson has been waiting on his for 9 months. His court dates keep getting postponed. Sometimes his public defender can't make it, and sometimes it's a witness that won't show. And that outrages Patrick, his sister-in-law.
The state constitution allows you a fast and speedy trial, unless you waive your right. He hasn't waived his rights.
Wurst, Anderson's attorney, has 80 people in her caseload, and some have been in jail for even longer than Anderson. She says the Missouri public defender system is so underfunded that there aren't enough attorneys, and their cases overlap.
The practical effect that it has is people end up pleading.
Pleading guilty.
You know, you lose your house, you lose your family, you lose your job, and at the end of the day, it's just easier to take the fall for something that you may not have done just to get out of the conditions in the workhouse and get back to your life.
That's what Anderson is hoping to do, but he'll have to wait at least another month to get in front of a judge. I'm Duri Buscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.